In the first Mishnah in Shlai Mechzin, so we'll read the Mishnah and we'll read the selections of the Gemara and then we'll look at some of the Rishonim. The Mishnah says, Shlai Mechzin Betalis, Zeomer Ani Mitzasiya, Zeomer Ani Mitzasiya, Zeomer Kula Shali, Zeomer Kula Shali. The Gemara is concerned about the double language that the Mishnah uses. First, the Mishnah says, I found it. Each one has that contention. And then the Mishnah also adds a further contention of each one, Kula Shali, Kula Shali. Seems to be the identical statement. So the Gemara here on the bottom of the Beis Amud Aleph asks this question. The Gemara says, Lisni Chada. I should have stated it in a shortened, more abbreviated kind of version. There was no need for this double language. And the Gemara actually presents a chiddush here, which I'm not going to discuss. But the Gemara says that had it only said Ani Mitzasiya, I would have thought Mitzasiya means Re'isiya. That even the Gemara said Beir Baal Makoni, that one could be Zoche to the item simply by virtue of his espying the item, seeing the item. So the chiddush is, no, we say that it has to be something that shemagil yodo, something that comes into his hands. I will discuss that in a little bit. But the Gemara then continues on this vein, again, also on the bottom of the page, and back and forth. And certainly, halacha l'maise, that ani re'isiya is not going to work. The Gemara finally establishes that the Mishnah, in the beginning, is talking about a metziah. It's interesting, the Rishonim here, the Rush, for example, discusses that perhaps we're talking about where the item obviously belongs to the person who finds it. I think that's the language that my father Shom used to use. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Kach Shamati. I guess it was based on this Sugya Bamatsiya, but the Rush says we're talking about Ir Sheruba Akum. A city that's primarily occupied by non-Jews. And even though there's a sugya later on, Daf Chav Dalet, the Gemara of the Sufik, Machlokes Tanoim, where there's an obligation, even Be'ir Shuva Akum, is the Chiv Lahachris. But again, we're assuming here, obviously, that we're talking about a Metziah Shenafam Yisrael, that's the whole subject of the Gemara, where there's an obligation of Lahachris, maybe if the Bailam is not a Jew, then perhaps there's Yehu Shemidulay. Okay, I'm not concerned about that issue. What I am concerned about is the Rashi. So Rashi, one of the most famous Rashis in Shas, where Rashi says, Shnayim Erchzim Betalis. So Rashi here writes the following. It says, Rashi, Davka Ochazin, Dishneim Muchzokiba. Both of them are holding on to it. Ve'ein lo ze koach bo yosem mizeh. Each one seemingly has the same level of, let's call koach ba'alut. Each one has the same level of ownership than the other one has. And Rashi goes on to say, "Sheilu hoisa b'yarecha levado, have yidach hamosu chaveo, v'alav avi rai be'edim, she'ishalo." Had one of them been holding on to it, so that's what we know. That's the din, the Gemara says. We saw that actually a number of times, that someone who has possession, the Gemara always says that Chazaka koma shatach ziyadu shalom shalohu. Whatever is under a person's, whatever is in my possession, automatically is mine. Of course, that applies to metalton, doesn't apply to karka, because karka has different manifestations of bailus. One has to have a shtar, or one can make a chazaka on karka, no gadu uparas. But in talking about metalton, so metalton, we have the principle Chazaka koma shatach ziyadu shalom shalohu. So Rashi says here, assuming that one of them would be holding on to the talis, so then there's no discussion. The other one wants to wrest it away from him. He'd be obligated to bring a raya with edim hamotzi chavir l'raya. We'll get to that in a few moments. Ve'enu neman zeh litol b'shua. And then obviously, the whole concept of b'shua would not be relevant. The problem is, what's the chiddush of this Rashi? It's a milsa de pshita. And the Gemara says this all over the place. I'll just show you Gemara and Davav and Aleph. The Gemara has a brisa and Davav. The Gemara says, approximately, if you see the Gemara Davav, it's not here, I'm sorry. There's a Bava Metzia there somewhere, but you can trust me if you do. The Gemara Davav and Aleph has a brisa where, I'll read the language of the brisa. The context over here is a famous sugya, but I'm not going to focus on that sugya right now. The Gemara says that Hoysa talis yotzeis mitachas yodo shalechad mehem. This is right above the lashon of the Tosfos Sofek, Milva Yishana Yeshallah. But the Gemara calls it Brisa. I have a talis that one of them is holding on to. So the Gemara says very clearly, Hamotzi Chavyel, where are you? It's exactly what Rashi here is referring to. And there are many such Gemaras that indicate. So what's the chiddush here of this Rashi? What's Rashi telling us? It's like Dvarim Pshutim. He's not telling us any chiddush at all. Both of them have to be Muksak. And each one has obviously the same level of hold on the item. Otherwise, it would be an issue of Mitzchabel of Arayya. So here in the Shin Kubetzes, I didn't cite it over here because there's so many on this topic, but I'll just tell you one or two that they write to answer this kasha. That Rashi is trying to dafka address a situation where the level of tfisa that each one has plus would be different. Namely, one is holding on to the item and the other one is, let's say, holding on to the tzitziot of the talis. He doesn't have a tzvis on the beged itself. One of them is tofes on the beged, and one of them, lashon of the chazal, is misrach basruche. That's a lashon later on in the Gemara, that I'm simply, so we say, hanging on for dear life. Hanging on, I have one of the tzitziot. What?
With a thread.
With a thread, thank you. What? Srochnal, exactly. That's the lashon of the Gemara. So the chiddush here, that's what Rashi tells you. That in order for each one to have the same level of a hold on the item, and the, in order that there should be a yachloku, so it has to be literally not sufficient to have this holding on by a thread, but rather the halacha is they have to have the same level of tfisa. Okay, I don't know if that's the intention of Rashi. I just xerox the whole daf in the Shin Kubetzes. There are other tirutzim as well, but it's clear why Rashi is trying to explain lechora. Why each one takes one half, Mishua, and that's what Rashi indicates, because otherwise, as Rashi indicated, there would be Hamotz Chaver, Olav Araya, Be'edim, and Rashi is actually really referring to the Gemara on Amid Beis. If you have right here on Beis, Amid Beis, it's very clear that Rashi is referencing that Gemara. That I think you do have in the Gemara Mekomos, the Gemara on the Beis, Amid Beis. The Gemara here, at one point, the Gemara Es Akasha, when the Gemara presents the Machlokes between the Chachamim, so, and others, take a look where, about 12, 13 lines from the bottom up. But the Gemara says here, Hai Mai. The Gemara referenced Sumchis, which I'm not discussing right now. But the Gemara says, V'yalamai Rabbonim. If you say that the Mishnah goes according to Chachamim, Hami, or Zachavir, the Baraya. So the Gemara says, Hai Mai, you can't compare the two situations. Iyam, the Bishnah Rabbonim, Hossam, over there, in the case of a person. Again, you'll see in a moment, if both of them are not holding on to, one of them has a hold on it. So when one has a hold on it, that's the dinner. But here in our situation, our Mishnah, both of them have the tfisa. Both of them have the same exact level of tfisa. And that's what Rashi here is pointing out. The first Rashi at the base of an Aleph, Shnei Muzokim. Rashi goes out of his way. And therefore, even Rashi over there on Beis Mamed Beis is also when Rashi comments on that Gemara. If you take a look again at that Rashi, you see where Rashi says Olav Haraya in the fourth wide line. So there, Rashi comes Be'edim below Logavi Midi. You can't collect if someone holds on to it and the other person doesn't have any hold on it but just claims it. So his claim has to be proven. But here we're talking about a din of Chalukah, and the Rashi goes on to say that. And this entire Rashi, where the Gemara actually even, the Gemara points out a little bit later in Rashi, if you look at where it says, Tavayu Tafsi, Rashi is on the wide lines on Beis Mamed Beis, and Rashi is found about 10 lines from the wide lines down. Rashi there says, Tavayu Tafsi, Veinka Motzvi Chaveru. There's no Motzvi Chaveru, because here we're talking about that each one is Tofus in the item. Okay, so I'm just indicating that this is the contention of Rashi. You see it from many Gemaras, and you see what Rashi, and as I said, here the Shin Kubetzes is trying to understand what's the Chiddush of this Rashi, because Rashi Lechura is not telling, it's a very Shin Gemaras. What's Rashi telling us? Not telling us any Chiddush whatsoever.
Lechura is purely theoretical, because
Say there. No, but Sircha Siruchi, the Gemara says later on, is not called the Tfisa. Tfisa has to be on the Begad itself. So assuming that, obviously, Eshel is I'm saying. But as long as I'm toughest in the Begad itself, so then that's what Rashi says, we're not measuring the exact amount I have in the Begad. Once I'm toughest in the Begad itself, Zem Haspika Nereh. Mashen Kane, in the other case, with Suche Suche, we're holding on to a thread, to a tzitzis, or something along those lines. That's not called Tfisa in the Begad. And that seems to be, but all these Gemaras seem to prove it pretty clearly. Now, matter of fact, Tosfos here, and you can take a look first in the, also in the Xeroxed copy you have here in front of you, the Gemara, let's read that Gemara first, maybe we'll do that, just to be fair. The Gemara in Barbasa, it's the famous Gemara, the famous Sugya Barbasa, Ha'u Arba. So there, it's on page number
7.
Should be on page number 5 or so. No, maybe.
Seven.
No, 7, 8, whatever it is. Okay, anyway, on page number 7, there's a famous Gemara. And this Gemara is the... I don't even have it myself. So the Gemara says, Ha'u Arba, there was a ship. Now this Gemara has to be read very carefully. Ha'u Arba, Dabba Minsa, Alo Beitrei. Two people were contending who owns the ship. Hayom Adidihu, one of them said the ship is mine. Hayom Adidihu, Osa Chad Minay LeBeidina, V'yomar Tivsua. That he tells Bezdin, go ahead, and they should obviously... he's worried about maybe the other party will sell it. He wants to make sure he maintains his hold on it. So he tells Bezin to hold on to it, so to put it in an escrow. And he tells them, I do my sinner sadi dididihu till I bring proof. I have witnesses. I have edim that the item, that the arba, that the ship is mine. So, but I have yet to produce them. I will produce them with Hashem shortly. So now I want you to go ahead and grab the ship from me or put it in escrow, as I said. So now the question is, Tafsina lo Tafsina? Do they actually do that based on his argument? Or lo Tafsina? Ravuna ma Tafsina? Ravuna ma lo Tafsina? So the Gemara then says, Azab lo Ashkech Sadi. So he went, and guess what? He was not successful in finding Edim that would prove that the ship is his. So now the question is, Amalahu Afkua. So he tells them, okay, now you should go ahead. I'm going to read Rashi, or the Rashbam, I should say, rather, in a moment, that let's assume Rashi, the Rashbam said that they already grabbed it, like Avuna, or that both of them agreed that Bezin should hold on to it till they are able to resolve this issue, till they resolve the Machlokes. So now what happens once one of the Tzadim is not able to produce any kind of incredible evidence that it is? So now the Gemara says, Amalu Avkua, okay, you can now let it out, let it go. Behold the Olam Gavar. So, in effect, what are we, I'm not discussing this issue right now, this needs a lot of discussion. What's the nature of this psak, or is it a psak, or is it simply that Bezin, more or less, shall we say, simply withdraws? And how do you put it in, this is welcome to Eretz Yisrael, called the Olam Gavar. This seems to be the rule of thumb in this country. Unfortunately, so literally translated, let the strongest one more or less prevail. Let the individual who has the koach to prevail, let him go prevail. We'll see the Rashbam in a second. Rashbam learns that it means bein berayos, bein bekoach. That's whether you're going to bring actually proof or you're going to do it physically so that you'll prevail. So the Gemara says here, mafkinon lo mafkinon, what does Bezdin do? Rabbi Huda ma lo mafkinon, Rabbi Papa ma mafkinon. So the hilchos lo tafsinon. The chatchila, Bezdin does not go ahead. They don't intervene in this situation. But the hechad tafas lo mafkinon. But where Bezdin actually gets involved, so then lo mafkinon, they don't take it away. Now look at the Rashbam, and starting from Arba, just read the Rashbam, then a little bit of Tesis, then go back to our Tesis. The Rashbam says the Arba. So he writes, Svino Shebenor, Hayom Adidihu. So this is clearly in contrast to the Rashi that we just read here in Bamitzia and Abezim and Aleph. Here the Rashbam says, neither has a chazoka. because we should have cited the Mishnah. The Gemara right away should have asked the question from the Mishnah of Steinbach and Betzalis. And the Gemara does not do so. Don't worry, the Rishonim all do so. Rishonim at Abbez and Adalah and Babasiyam, Rishonim here at Daflam Adalah and Abbez and Babasa, all ask the question, how you mafkin between our situation in Babasiyam and the situation in Abu Arba. But Rashi here, Rashbam here says, sorry, So next Rashi, next Rashbam rather, Tifsu Apenyim Kureno. One of them says, Bezin should grab it because he's afraid the other side will sell it. But once the two parties come together, once they converge, and both claim that the item is theirs, so, and then I go ahead and make Damik Chazoka. I decide to go ahead and somehow put a hold on the ship, that the ship is mine. So Rashbam said, that's, I have no value. Because clearly he didn't have that. And now that the case is before Bezdin, and he wants to go ahead and establish Chazoka, that has no value. So the question next is Rav again. Tasina lo tasina, mi lema de tasila Bezdin. Do they go ahead and take it? Means they'll do so, put it in escrow, as I said a moment ago. And therefore, if he does not produce Edim, they'll revert back to its status quo. They'll go back to the situation right now. Nobody lost anything. The Dilma la Mashkech Sadi. Maybe he would come and be able to prevail. But now that they grabbed it, so then clearly he's not in a position to exercise called the Olam Gova. That's the Shaila that the Rashbam explains. So the Gemara says, the Machlokes, what's the issue? Rashbam again explains that. Rav Huna Omer Tafsinan. Why does Bezin have the right to intervene? Sir Le Karav Papa. This guy's just a lot of bluster and without any foundation. He doesn't really have any credible evidence that it's his. But he's simply trying to go ahead and, as I said, bluster his way through this. Because he knows that once Bezin gets involved, then it's going to be a hold on the entire matter. Reminds me of what's going on with the former president of the United States. Okay, but anyway, Bekitzer, I'm not getting involved in that. Omalei Afkua, so Rashbam goes on to say, Gong Yisrael and Milsa, the Tafsina Kravuna, Inami Shom Shem, the Bezin, the Tafsa, they both of them agree. Okay, they call the Yom Gavah, this is a big Machlokes of Rishayim, which I'm not discussing right now. What is the nature? Is that a Psak? Or is that simply Bezin withdrawing? And the Rashbam here says, Vein Bikor, Vein Ravayos, it could be either physical or it could be other kinds of real substantive evidence. Moshe Pesach HaNachm V'Enei Kol Yolam Gavar. And the Gemara finally says, Hilchas Aloi Tafsinam V'Eicha De Tafsinam Lo Mafkinam. So the Rashbam noted that this issue was not put into question by the Gemara as it should have been. So right away, Taisus here and Taisus in Bamatzi has the Kasha. Maybe we'll read, since we're looking at the Gemara here, we'll look at the first day Taisus over here. Hahu Arba. And Hahu Arba Dav Mitzi. Hadin Kol Yolam Gavar. That's the kasha every single Rishon asks, even though it's absolutely fascinating that the Gemara did not pose this question. And the Rashbam noted it. The Gemara should have posed this question in Shum Safik, that this is the most obvious question that should have been posed right here in Ba'avasa and Amidala of Beis, and the Gemara did not pose it. Okay, the Eshmar and Lahagid al Zagamkein. But right away, the Rishon asked the kasha. So Tesis says, that even though here Yachloku, why don't we say here Kol Yom Gavar or Mefarsh Abedatam? And this is the language, and you have to tell me whether Taisus here is saying more or less what Rashi said, and then we'll read the Taisus in Dabez Malav Bamatzia, and again I'll ask you the same question: is it what Rashi says in Bamatzia Dabez Malav, or is Taisus saying something else? So he writes Mefarsh Abedatam, the Ochazin Shiny, the Kevin Sheshneim Muzokim, Ein Lano Laniach Sheyigzol Echa LeChaveru. His language is slightly different, but the Shnei Muzokim seems to be more or less identical. Both of them are holding on to the Arba. Now, we don't exactly know how exactly they hold on to an Arba. What?
We start by saying they're not holding. They don't have any grab on it.
The language in the Gemara is correct, as you indicated. So what does Taisa mean by Shnei Muchzakim? What does that mean? How are you Muchzak in an Arba? I understand the Talis. You can be Muchzak in the Talis. But how are you Muchzak in the Arba?
An Arba is a sort of small thing.
I don't know. Rashi says Shfina Shebinar. Could be small, could be big. I don't have a clue. Now that you know, you seem to know. Okay, I don't have any evidence to that whatsoever, despite other than what Rabbi Asger says. I have some other Shin Kabesas on that topic also. There could be all different sizes, all different kinds of boats, no indication whatsoever. The word Arba means a Sfina. We don't know how large it is. You're right, if it's a small Sfina, I understand what you're saying. That's not the Mashmos, otherwise the whole Kasha doesn't really begin. Pashas of the Rishonim, that we're talking about a fairly large sized boat, and how do you go about and where's the Muchzakut on such a boat? So Taisa says here, he goes, but he has a bit that Rashi does not have by us. Taisa said, the Kemish Hashem Muchzakim, Ein Lanu Laniach Sheyigzol Ha'echad Chaveiro. So we're not going to somehow assume that one of them is going to steal from the other. The Choshev Ki'ilu Anu Yodim Sheyish L'Shneim Chelek Bo. That somehow the assumption is that both of them have, shall we say, an equal hold, legal hold on this boat. And Taisa says, so then he applies what Rabbi Asger seemed to say, what I mentioned before. But we don't know exactly how that, how he extrapolates from that din to over here. And he brings a raya. So Nasr Ababa has no shaykhus to finish a benar. What's the nature of this analogy? Nasr Ababa is a piece of metal. What was that?
It's a silver.
Yeah, yeah. And that, obviously, I understand there, that there we apply the principle, as Taisus noted, and quotes the Gemara, the Avakav Yomar Didi Chatvi, Chashvinu Legazin L'chai L'shalim Ki Lubara Shreis HaNasra She'osu She'ebusik Ba. So, this L'chura is not the same as Nasra Ababa, unless we're talking about a toy boat, which is what you seem to be, shall we say, arguing. But that seems to be quite difficult. And the whole analogy of Taisa is also difficult. The Nasa the Avaba, and the whole principle that he wants to apply here also is difficult. And you'll see in a moment, I'm going to discuss this further. Anyway, Taisa goes on to say that again, this is the Gemara in Bamitzia. There the Gemara, we'll see that in a few moments. The Gemara is going to compare the case of Shai Mochsim Batalis to other situations of Yemuna Chachiyav Eliyo, Avakad B'Shar, Dhasim, Ein Shumechon, Muchzok. In all the cases, there is no Muchzok. We'll see that in a few moments. So, Achalom, the Shar Nami, all the other cases, Chashilu Kilishneh Muchzok, and Bo. The Gemara gives a case of Mono Shlishi. Two people are mafkid an amount of money by a third person. They say, please hold it for us. One gives 200, one gives 100. Of course, when the time push comes to shove, each one claims, I gave 200. So the Gemara says, Machogis, Tanoim, what do you do? The entire schum, we say Yemuna Hachav Eliyo. Well, no, each one gets 100, and the third 100 is held in escrow because we don't know. But of course, the problem is then you have his situation with one guy is clearly a Vadei Rama, he's a swindler, he's someone clearly who's shall we say trying to take advantage of the situation. So there, the Rishonim write that the third item or bichlal, the item is ki'ilu. That's what he says here. Came to Mikoach Shneim Nifkad. As Ki'ilu Shneim Muchzokim Bo. Now that Ki'ilu Shneim Muchzokim Bo is not the same as Shneim Bechsim Betalis, and certainly not the same as Habiminsi Allah by the Arba. And yet Taisus here somehow feels we can go ahead and draw an analogy to all the cases. Nasla the Havaba, and the case of Arba, and the case of Shneim Bechsim Betalis, Ki'ilu Kulam Bechadam Machsim Machsinum. And the Rishonim have a field day with this Taisus. They don't understand what the nature of all these analogies are, because l'chura, they're not analogous. Okay, so that is the first position of Abinatan. He says that Eichzin Shaini, and somehow over here, you have to assume in all these cases, there's a kind of Eichzin that's taking place, which is what Rashi spoke about. But then the Rivo comes in his cholik. Look at the Rivo over here. Well, Rivo nira, the lab dafka Eichzin. Mid the medami lo lisher. The Gemara compares this to all the other cases, Mana Shlishi, and a few other cases, so clearly we can't be talking about a situation of Oksim. Yad Shmaitz and Ikal Dishurik and Shmani Hassam. And the Gemara there points out, the Gemara in Babatziah, I feel it, Rabbi Yossi, and he said the whole item should be, all the entire money should be remained in escrow. Hassam Badi Ikaramai. Hoch Ikalamema, Tavai Badi Adagbua. The Gemara says in Babatziah, It could be that both of them picked up the Metzia together. They picked it up simultaneously at the same time. It's very possible each one has an equal hold on the item because just the Metzia would reflect that. Therefore, that's only a possibility. So, Hachinami Barba, Kemen Ikaramai, Lo Yachloku. So, the assumption here is that you can't have a possibility of Chalukah when it comes to Arba. Here, there's Vadei Ramai. That's what the Gemara says, that the distinction between Mono Shlishi and Steinbergs and Batal. So, Mono Shlishi, the Gemara says, there, Vadei Ramai. One guy is a swindler, one guy is an absolute imposter. He just wants to get the other, minimally 100 shekel, and perhaps 200 shekel. Why not? So there you have an opinion, Rabbi Yossi, because of Vadei Ramah, you don't pass on Yachlokel. Whenever you have Vadei Ramah, you can't pass on Yachlokel. No possibility. But what do? Yemunah kol haskum ashev eliyom. Hashenki and the other Tana says, no, you can give each one 100 shekel, and we're not doing anyone a disservice. But Taisa points out over here, according to the Rivo.
Objective thing, or it means, let's say they park two boats, and one untangled and floated down the river, and each one thinks the one that's still there is there.
Okay, but that is already very. So that is a different situation. That's not the case here. You're creating a new situation, a new metzias. In your case, I hear what you're saying, but that's not the case here. There's one arba. The Gemara does not have this. Your imagination. The Gemara does not speak of that kind of scenario at all. Here, it's clear that we're talking about one ship, whatever the size is, whether you like it. A small toy boat, or whether the Gemara is speaking about somebody from some U.S. Navy, what?
Queen Elizabeth,
etc. Okay, but the point that Rivo is making.
If you give each one 100, then Rama is it's a niskan.
Okay, that's the problem. That's exactly why Rabbi Yossi says we take all the money, the whole thing is put in escrow. We don't want that swindler, even though the other one now seems to be losing. The other one is master. The Gemara is discussing Bab Mitzi over here. But anyway, I'm just saying here, the Rivo does not agree with Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan came along with this idea that all the cases are somehow Echzin, Muchzokin, and the cases, even though they're markedly different one from the other. As I said, the case of Nascha, which is a piece of metal, and the case of Arba, which is not a piece of metal, and Shneimetz and Metalos, which is, the Mishnah says, Echazin, there is an Achizo there. Here the Arba, we pass and call the Olam Gobar, but he said, no, they're all sort of, we have to put them together. The Rivo disagrees completely. Ein Odome, you can't compare. That's what the Rivo says. The Lav Davka Ochzin. The fact that the Gemara compares with all the other cases, and the case of Vadei Ramai, they had just one more piece in the Rivo, if you don't mind. He says I'm sorry, what do you want to say? Okay.
I just think, why can't this case of the boat be that there was a boat, a hefker boat floating. These two guys, they jump in the water, they tie it up.
All that, you're 100% correct. If you create the scenarios of Ayazga created, and you're creating Senechanami, no one is denying that. But that does not seem to be the situation in the Matthias here. Otherwise, you'd be right. You'd be 100% correct. If you, again, sometimes the Gemara does that. Sometimes the Gemara creates Ukimtas. And so with Ukimta, you can go ahead and work out what the halacha would be. And I agree with you, and I also agree with Abi Yazga. We're talking about a little toy boat. So then I understand. That's not the Metzias that Rishonim understand here. That's why they have the difficulty that they have. Now, I just want to just point out one more thing. What? I'm sorry? Right, Hahu. Yes, one Arba.
We know all that. Okay.
Okay.
But it can't be the Queen Elizabeth because you can't have peace off.
Okay, Beseda. So I wanted to just, again, go back now to the... Now I'm going back to the sugi here on Bab Metzia and Bab Ezem Adal. Okay, so all this, just a little background with Ahu Arba. And now here's the question that, and you see Taisus here also has the same kasha. Look at the Taisus here. And again, I'm just trying to get at one thing. Taisus says here, Biachloku, the second Taisus I'm talking about. Tema, Maishna Me'ahida Arba. Same kasha that Taisus and Bab Asri has, he has over here. What? Bab Ezem Adal, Bab Metzia. We're back to Adaf. The Achloku, Tema, the Maishna, Me'ahida Arba. The Omar called the Olam Gova, Perches Sabbatim. So again, he comes the same Mahalach that we saw a moment ago. The Yeshoma, the Ochzin, Shnaini. The Choshev, Ki'ilu, Kol Echad, Yeshlo, Bo, Bevadai, Hachetzi. And he adds a little bit to what Tosfos said in the Baba Basra, namely, the Anan Sadi, the Mai, the Tophis, Hai, Didehu. Here he says that each one has, again, not the same. Next, necessarily level of tfisa, but that which each one has belongs to him. That's the case we mentioned, where two people are mafkid with a third person, one $200 and one $100. And now the question is, what to do with the manashlishi with the third $100? The medami begemara l'talis, choshev ha'husha nifka tofes becheska shneim kilo ei matzah muchzokim bo. That's what Taisus Avin Hatam said in Balbasa as well. That we assume that the third party that's holding on, the one that was given the money by these two individuals, that third party, what is his status? He is tofes becheska shneim kilo ei matzah muchzokim bo. They both have an equal chazoka in that money that was given to them, given to him by the two parties. No, we got to put the whole thing in escrow because there's no way, if we were to divide it, that would be a chaluka which is founded on the truth. And it brings another raya again from the case the Gemara has of Shnayim Adukim. Let's just read it. V'chein Shnayim Adukim b'shtar, the Medam and the Kamon, the Gemara Daf Zayin, compares it to our Mishnah. V'shem Shnayim Adukim bo. Da chaluka yecholi yos emes. Now that's the whole question. If you look at the Sugya Daf Zayin, oh, you don't have Bamtzi again. But anyway, the Gemara here, and Daf Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara also goes through this very fascinating halacha of Shnayim Adukim b'shtar. Now, what exactly does that mean? We're talking about a shtar halva. And both of them, now you know that the shtar halva, of course, the malveh has to produce a shtar halva in order to collect his chov. And usually when the chov is paid, so then that's when the loveh gets back the shtar. That's the halacha. We return the shtar to the loveh to indicate that the shtar was already for ruah. But here, Shnayim Adukim b'shtar, both of them are holding on to a shtar halva. Malveh omer shalihu, v'nafa mimeni. You found it. I had the shtar, means you stole me the money, but it fell out of my hand, and you found it. Lova says, prativ, that I already paid for the shtar. Okay, so that's the question. What do you do? And the question is this the same status? Shnayim Adukim b'shtar. What?
There's no
yefoku. Right. It's the Malva and the Lova are holding on to the shtar. The question is that the same as holding on to a talis? Maybe a shtar is not something that's nitan litzvisa. Shtar is not nitan litzvisa. Shtar talks. Means the shtar, the content of the shtar is that which we look at. We're not interested who's holding on to the shtar, even though the Gemara does have such a concept in Gittin and elsewhere. Okay, that's not what I'm discussing. I'm only mentioning because of the thesis. What?
We're always looking for a scenario that could be true. It could happen.
Yeah, but the question is the same. When we speak about tfisa in a talis, or tfisa in a davar hametaltel, and tfisa in whatever, in a nascha, is that the same as tfisa in a shtar? Two people are holding on to a shtar. The malveh and the loveh are holding on to the shtar, because if the loveh has the shtar, then we assume the chov was already parua. He already paid up. The malveh is holding on to the shtar, that means he can still collect. Shtar chabiyotcha, my boy. That's what Gemara always says. That lashon. Shtar chabiyotcha, I have the shtar. I'm the bailim of the shtar. Why am I the bottom of the shtar? Because the shtar says that you borrowed money from me. It has nothing to do with the tfisa. It has nothing to do with holding on to the shtar. The shtar is, the koch of the shtar lies not in the fact that I am holding on to the shtar. It's not a din of kol, mashetachas yadu shalom shalohu, as the same as a tfisa and a talis. Even though there's no question that shtar chabiyotcha my body, that is a taina in Chazal, but it's not the same as the taina of someone who's tofes in the talis. Okay, I can't get into that right now, but that needs. But I'm only saying this because of the tesis here, that bezim and ala. So tesis says v'chein shnayim adukim b'shtam back there. Oh, sorry, you have that in your in the sheet. The medami the kamon the masisim b'shem b'shneim adukim bo. The achaluka yichol yodemes. The if we say yachloku mal ve'belove, maybe it's true. The if she shapar lo hachetzi, maybe you paid him half of the shtar. And so therefore he still is holding on to the shtar for the other half that has not yet been paid. That's not the case of the mana shlishi. Avo bi arba, avo got the efshar shishol shneim, kevin dein muhzokim bo, habidina kol d'olam gavar. Taisa says here, there's no muhzokin when it comes to the arba. That's a totally different situation. Okay, so I want to just first comment on this Taisa, what he says. The Anan Sadi, he said that in our case of Ochsin, Kilu Kolechad Yeshu Bavari Hachetzi, Anan Sadi, the top is high, Didehu. Taisa seems to be saying that each one has a Tfisa, or each one has a 50% Baalut, means the fact that each one is Tofus in the Talis, So that, even though Tesis, it says here, Anan Sadi. What's that Anan Sadi? What is the nature of that statement? So the Shin Gubetz here, they go wild on this statement of Tesis. What? The Lashon of the Gemara is, you're right, but Uchalza, what does it mean? Not exactly Anan Sadi. We're talking about that it's not Anan Sadi al Mechza. It's Anitofus al Mechza. I am holding on to Mechza. The Taisha says, Anan Sadi, my Anitofus, each one is somehow has a tvisa of Balut Bechetzia. The truth of the matter is, look at Rashi and Dav Gilma and Aleph. Rashi says that. That's what Eliyazg is referring to. The Gemara and Dav Gilma and Aleph. The Gemara uses this Lashon of, and Rashi also says it as well. Rashi says, yeah, on the bottom of the page. Look at the bottom of the page. Gemara says it's approximately 10 lines or 8, 9 lines from the bottom. Tana Tuna. You have that also. Dav Gilma Manal. Steinberg and Batalas. Zoni Amitzasia. Vahacha came in the toughest. Anan Sadi, the might the toughest side the dehu. By the toughest side the dehu. Rashi says here, look at Rashi. Rashi here, Dav Gilma Manal. It says Rashi. Anan Sadi, the might the toughest side. Hainu Palgo. Didehu. Shari Murzaku Befanenu. Vareu Tovea Eskula. Vachadero Kofir Eskula. Shomer Kula Shali. Viapmash Atatov to Yotham. Vodim Idno Association by Mixas. Vachainus Chaver Shuel Ashar. Dainu Chatzi Sheike Vatsmo. So here Rashi is, again, citing the Gemara, as Rabbi Yazgir noted correctly. And that's what, in effect, the Lashon that Rashi also says on the Avgilam and Aleph. And apparently, what?
Ki'ilu,
that's right, Ki'ilu. So that's what he means. I mean, basically that, I'll read the language of the Rashba. The Rashba here, you don't have it in front of you, the Rashba says, Shaini Hocha, Mishum did tvisi. Could Isa the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara, I think, on the Avheim of Beis. Me'achash, is that Tofis v'omid, is that Tofis v'omid? Shua Zulama. So that's also the Gemara on the Avheim of Beis here. So that's the Gemara actually asked this question. Look at the Gemara on the Avheim. Oh, you don't have Avheim of Beis, I'm sorry. I should give you my Gemara, that's all. On the Avheim of Beis, the Gemara says here, the Gemara, and when it discussed this din of Zeh Yishova, what the Mishnah passed in Halacha, each one swears I have one half. The Gemara is concerned about a shvua that should not be a shvua sheker, or the Gemara calls a shvua shov. The question is, why do you use the shvua shov here and not shvua sheker? Okay, that's another parasha also in Mishnah. But the Gemara says that, what is the nature of the shvua? Why do each one swear, Shein li ba'pachad b'chetzia, as opposed to swearing, the Gemara says, Kula shali? Each one says, it's all mine, so let him swear Kula Shali. And then the Gemara says that we're worried about the Sheker, but the Gemara says the following Lashon. This is what the Rashba is quoting. The Chimiachar, what?
We're trying to avoid Shavashah.
That's right. We're trying to avoid any of this, correct, 100%. The Gemara asks the Kasha that the Chimiachar Shezet Tafus V'Omeid. Shezet Tafus V'Omeid Shua Zulama. That's what the Rashba calls. This Gemara and the Avraham Beis. Each one's holding on to it. So what is the nature of this Shua? So the Gemara says the Shua is a din drabonin. This is a famous Gemara on Daf Hei Beis. Also, the same Gemara is quoted over here on Daf Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara says it's a din drabonin, the Shua drabonin, because the Shua daraisa kol nishbayin shabbat teira nishbayin beniftorim. That's the din. By the mixas eidecha shuas hashemim, all these shuas daraisa are only taken when, as a result of the Shua, you'll be potter. You won't be responsible. Shomer swears shelo pasheba shel shach bayad. The Gemara beginning of Hamavkid. And of course, the Eidecha swears that he's able to take a Shua, but of course he can't be Mechayiv Mamon, Nishboim and Iftarim. And the third is the Shua of Meida B'Miktsas, where a person agrees to one half of the Tzviya, you owe me $100, you say 50, so then you swear, Mot B'Miktsataina, and you are potter from having to pay the other 50. All the Shua Shabbatera, Nishboim and Iftarim. That's the mission in Shua, is very clearly. So here the Gemara asks Akasha, that why each one is tough as well made. A shua zu lama. So Gemara says, shua zu, takanat chachamim. Shalei kol echad v'echad holech v'tokei b'talitzon shechavero yom shalihu. We're afraid that people will just grab onto anyone else's property and claim that it's theirs. But there's no reason why Yeshua here should be taken. But the Lashon, that's what the Rashba here quotes. So the Rashba says here, he's citing that Gemara on the Avraham Beis. And the Gemara says, me'achan shezeh tofis v'omeid, v'zatofis v'omeid shua zulama, v'yaminu nami. Then he quotes the Gemara on Daf Gimel. Anan Sadi, what Rashi here cited. Anan Sadi, my the tofis ha'ay dideyu, my the tofis ha'ay dideyu, Alma says the Rashba, tfisa mahanya ki'ilu nechleka, hilkach yachloku. He says that the Rashba, that the din chalukah v'amishnah, It's not that Bezdin is the one who is effecting this chalukah. No, but rather the etzem hatfisa, the fact that each one is tafus, that each one is holding on to the item, that's what creates the chalukah. Means each one, in fact, is considered to be the fact that his chaver is tafus and he's trying to be motzi from his chaver. And again, whatever I'm musig in is mine, and therefore that's what the now the question is this: what Tosis is saying as well? Back in Tosis, look in the Tosis over here. So he also quotes this Gemara. He quotes Shnayim Hadukim Mishtar, but the very beginning, Ochzim Shaini, the Choshi Kilechad Yeshu Bevadei Hachetzi Danan Sadi by the Tavas Haididehu Vechen Mavana Shlishi. Seems to also be saying something of a similar nature. I mean, all the Rishonim basically are using language of a similar nature. Now, the question is that what Tosfos Bava Basra means? Again, look back in Bava Basra, it's not so clear to me that he's saying the same thing, because here he writes the Oxen Shiny. He says, the Kemen Sheshneim Uchzokim Einlan Laniach Sheyigzol Ha'echa the Chavero. We don't assume, since both of them are holding on to it, that one of them would steal from the other. The Choshe Kilon Yodim Sheyishneim Chelibo Shekol Dobar Yesh Lahamid V'cheskas Mi Shehu B'yodom Kinabinu Gabinascha the Rababa. And those, just like one of them is tafus in the chavis, we say it's his. Why? Because chazaka komash atachs yada shalom shalohu. Whatever I'm holding on to is automatically mine. So here also, two of them are holding on to a chavis. So that chazaka, we're applying to both. Each one has that chazaka. Each one has chazaka komash atachs yada shalom shalohu. So ki'ilu, Taisa says, ki'ilu, we know that both of them have a chelek in this item. Because we know that both of them have a chelek, and therefore, you cannot say Kolon Gobar. No way you can possibly do so. Basically, Rabbi Natan seems to understand, the way I understand it, that the reason why you can't say Kolon Gobar, because the Etzem Tfisa, the fact that I'm holding on to the item, that itself, in effect, is what creating the Chalukah. Now, the reason why I mention all this is because there's a Ran that you do have over here. It's a long Ran in the Shin Kobetzes, the Ran on Davav and Adalah. There the Gemara is a Suffolk. We showed him all this as Kasha as well. You have to see the Gemara first, but I'll just mention it since you don't have it. The Gemara speaks about Tokfa Echad Bifaneinu. The case the Gemara has over here, the Ran actually quotes it on the Vav and Aleph on the bottom here. The Gemara has a suffix where one person grabs the item, and the Gemara says, His Chaver Shosak Ulubisov Tzavach. The Gemara has a big suffix. What happens if someone, you grab the item from me, not you, Chas Hashem, X, grabs the item from behind the Rebbe. He used to make me crazy with this, you know, that, nothing, you know, this, what they call it, Ayin Hara, I don't know, at least I'm not holding by any of these things. I met my mother, Shalom, she was very into that. If I would walk, what did I do, let me say, if I'd walk over, back. Yes, or walk over somebody, I walk over one of my siblings, or do anything like that, I had to walk back, because otherwise, who knows what could happen. And my, because of my grandmother, clearly, who used to, when I was 2 years old, put, in Portland, Maine, put globs of salt in my pocket and read, tie all kinds of roit de bindalach, red strings. So later on, a few years later, I wanted to tell us about the Zara, but I decided it's not probably a right thing to do. That's the Litvak in me, which is a completely 100% Litvak. I'm not a schooler person.
She was a Litvak, too.
Was
I? She was also a Litvak.
She was. She came from Vilna. I don't know how she got all these things. I don't know what happened to her. So I beg the gang from the Derech. She went off the Derech. I don't get it. And my father didn't subscribe to any of this. It was a perfect marriage. I have a similar kind of marriage. Anyway, so the, I know it's a dinner with women. I'm not sure what this halacha is. I'm asking. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that women are known for kishuv. So to me, all this is kishuv. And may I shouldn't be so, Rabbi Yazga is getting, I'm annoying Rabbi Yazga. Okay, I don't mean to annoy you. But anyway, here we have a Svada Shirov, so he'll tell me what the, okay, I say
I
all this.
I had my own fights once with
the. Say that, okay, the Chiddush Aran here, okay, a little humor, can't hurt. So anyway, the Chiddush Aran talks about this case in the Gemara and the Avot. You'll see the Gemara has a case with talk for Echabe Faneinu. One person grabs it, the other guy is quiet, and then he screams. So now, what's the suffix? So the Ran here is a long arichas. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll read one part. The Ran says here, the suffix is not whether shtika koidah, that you might have thought. I grabbed it from you, you don't say a word, and a second later, after I grabbed it from you, you start screaming. So it sounds like the suffix is, do you say shtika koidah? You don't say shtika koidah. So the Ran, incorrect. That's not the issue. I write the Lashon of the Ran. Kevan, he says here, he says, of course, it's a suffix, dog, but that's not the suffix. What is the suffix? Says the Ran. I'm reading his Lashon here. You have it in front of you. Kevan devari talus zo mitchila, b'suffix hoysa omedet. This talus was already always under a cloud. Shalayinu yodim shalmihi. We don't know whom the talus belongs to.
Where
are you reading? In the Ran, here in Shin Gubetzes.
At the bottom?
Yeah, on page... It's a long run. One second. On page number 5. Starts at the bottom of 5, goes on to 6. But I'm reading the part that's on the next page.
Six.
On page number 6, yeah. One second. On top of the page. I mean, it goes through all the whole sugya about Hegdesh and all kinds of other items along the way. I'm only interested in one piece, really. About 15 lines down from the top, where he says, "Al imtim salam de tok vecha b'faneinu enim atziyas amiyado alma sheina notosin talazu b'tchila ki loisa b'adi shoshneim." Sheilu kach eich my meal said b'shus atoke mi sabik odozu shein el asafik el avadi ap b'tchila ap b'tchila. You see that? Are we asking? On a row and also be suffic the kolecha ve'echad. El shein on a matzi and kol chetzi ve'chetzi shabba mishus ha-topes. The misvei kol ha-mafkinan. Mishumach ikol l'suge b'yigdisha ki lo tokfa. Mau. Afil l'shasa ha-beru l'tzavach. He came in the moment that b'sav shal shneem hu omeid. V'adayin yish kol ha-echad ve'echad. Eiz adin. Afil l'b'chetzi ha-acher. Afil l'suge b'chetzi ha-acher. Mahan yulei. The dafka v'gabi hendo l'mafkinan mishus Tophes of Vishen Kochel, Chabashus, Chaber, the Mechusatki, the Meshicha, Abashus, Gaba, the Homokom, Chayel, the Lomisra, the Messir, Kem Shemam Zebesoviku, Omeid, Chayel, the Leh, Hegdish, Misfegel, and Yasura, the commander, the Tokva, Dinel, Hed, the Domi, Dilma, came in Ashtami, Allah, Tokva, and Shalal, Shemdor, Alvin, and Hegdish, and Gadash, and Kochel. So he goes through this whole thing, and towards the end, that he continues to more or less contend, as he did earlier, namely, the Ran takes the position that, initially, there was a suffix about this talus. And since now we have a suffix odor, and maybe that helps the person who grabbed it. Well, no, do we say that since, essentially, he's screaming, and we don't know. So again, the item more or less remains. He says, the main thing I want to grab out of here, pardon the expression, talusu mitchila lo hoisem utel besuffix. Anan Sadi, again, he quotes the same Anan Sadi that the Taisus quoted, that Rashi quoted, that the Gemara quotes, that the Suffolk Hodor cannot most of the day. There's a Suffolk Hodor here, means by virtue of his being quiet. So, but then he screams a few moments later. So, therefore, means according to one side of the Gemara, there's a Suffolk as far as the connection of each one to the Chayfetz. Again, the Lashon Aran, Mitzchila b'Suffolk Hoyso Amenesh al Yodim Shal Mihi. Initially, at the very outset, this is a Suffolk, the way we explained in Rashi. And maybe the way also that we indicated that the Tfisa helps not only to get the din vadai to each one of the talis, but ki'ilo, he says himself, Lashon Aran, hoisem mitchila bevadai chetzos Joseph v'chetzos Joseph. From the very outset, it was already 50%, 50%. It was divided into two. And those, that seems to be like Tesis. I mean, Rishonim seem to more or less be aligned. I'm not sure that the Rashi and the Ran are saying the same thing. It's not so clear to me. I'm asking basically the following question. That and this bechlal bothers me in the whole sugya, that I wanted to know, and even actually here in Tesis, where Tesis writes, if you look in Tesis again, Yachloku, where he writes here, that Beis HaMenal, V'chei B'mano Shlishi, the case I told you where each one gives a certain amount of money to the third party, and now we don't know who gave the 200, and the Gemara compares this to the Talis. So Tesis writes over here, I don't understand that language. The Nifka is not Tofes Becheska Shneim, Kilo Hei Matzim Bechzokenbo. He's Tofes only for the real owner. Whoever the real owner is, that's what he's Tofes for. Each one of us gives him a certain amount of money, the third party. I gave him 200, you gave him 100. And of course, each one now claims that they gave the 200. So Tesis writes over here, the Gemara compares it to Shneim Bechzim Metalis. And Taisa says that what is the Dimayon? Sha'nifkid tofes b'cheska shneim. Kilu ei matzah muchzokim bo. It's not true. The nifkad is only tofes for the real owner, for the authentic baalim. Lich ora.
Money's fungible. So when, before, if you have the 300, part of it is both. It's owned by both.
I'll read the language of the... So all the Rishonim asked this question. I'll read the Lashon of the Ritva. Ritva says, the Svir Lilamakshe, the Kol Shu Biyat Shalish, Shehu Tofes B'davar, Machmat Shnehem, Kiman De Tafsi Bodomi. The Avagav Diyu Enu Tofes Ela Machmat Echad Mehem. So he asked this Kasha. Doho, Machmat Echad Mehem Utofes Ba, Veni Yodua, since we don't know, Hilkoch, Kilu Tafsi B'Tavayu. That's what you're saying. Not exactly, that's not what you said. But I'm saying, but he seems, he's bothered by that kasha. He's not holding on to it for both of them, he's holding on to it for one of them. The one who's the true, shall we say, owner of that amount of money. So he says, no, since essentially...
Well, it goes with the Ram, because the Ram says you have 50% of the entire...
Correct, thing. That's what it seems owner. To be.
The
correct.
The money...
Also.
It's the same idea that you okay. Own
okay, I assume that's what you have... I agree with you. I think you have no choice but to say that. Yeah.
Why can he return as a nifkan 100 to each?
I mean, it's a machlokes tanoim. That's what one tanoim says. That's what you do. One tanoim says you return.
Yes,
you return 100 to each, and the rashar yemuna chachav liyo. That's machlokes. What do you do with the shar? Does the shar? Would you say the entire amount? Goes at sheimunach. So one is being mafsid or no? Do you say each one gets 100? And the third 100 is that which is Munach Jebel Yo.
Right, but the point is that it's a Nifkad, so that part of the Nifkados is for sure Yotze Zayin is doing properly, no?
Okay, you say that. But what's exactly, this also needs a Hezbollah, what's this Machlokas? What's the argument? One of them is obviously gaining, the swindler. That guy is really having a field day here.
That's the other shit.
Yeah, but what's the Machlokas?
To hold everything and say, well, yeah, we'll help the swindler.
Okay, I want to be medayik, and now this is now I'm getting to where I really want to get to. All this is a little preamble. What?
Introduction.
So again, if you look in the Taisis here, back in the Achloku, Taisin and Abezim and Aleph and Taisin Barbasa, I'm looking. Let's go back to Taisin Barbasa 1 second. I want to be medayik in the Taisis. I don't know if you're going to agree with me, but here's what I feel. There's a bit of time that we saw here, and the time we saw Barbasa, and then there's the Rivah. I want to again read the Lashon of the Riva that he writes over there in Barbasa Lamedalo and Beis, for the Riva Nire, the Lav Davka Ochazin. No, we don't take it the way Avinatam understands, or the way Rashi understands, that Muzokim, Ochazin, no. Mi de Mendamilo, Lisha'er. The Gemara compares this to all kinds of other cases that don't seem to be in that vein. All the other cases, the Gemara compares it to Shnai Maduka Mishtar, and the case of Naskal Rababa, it's not the same. He says a distinction between the cases. The case of Rabbi Yossi is a Vadi Ramai in the Monashlishi, but here it could be they're both picked up together in our Mishnah. Hochinami Barba. Kevin the Ika Ramai, Lo Yachloku. Here also, there's a Ramai. El Havidina called the Yolan Gomar. And then he writes at the end, Vio Pir Shrivo, skipping a little bit. Wow. He says, even if you have Ika Ramai, you may imply Yachlok, he goes to Gemara by Shnayim Berachs in Mishtar. So I have the impression from the Rivo, and I don't know if this is correct or not, but it sounds like there are two dinim in Chalukah. There are two separate dinim. One halacha is Ochzin. If they're holding on to it, we say Yachloku, even Vaday Ramai. Yachloku. Ochzin is the criteria. Once you have Ochzin, then you have Yachloku, even Vaday Ramai. Then you have a second, I would say, din of chalukah. Ein echzin. But even ein echzin, so what does he say? Also yachloku. But only if there's no Vadei Ramai. Basically, what he's saying here is that the yachloku by echzin emanates a one marker of yachloku of ein echzin. Means he seems to have two separate dinim. One aloch is echzin, and there the din is once echzin, I don't care, Vadei Ramai, not Vadei Ramai, yachloku. The aloch is yam chalukah. The other situation where they're not ochzin, but you still have yachloku, but only if there's no Vadei Ramai. That's the impression the Rivog is. And now I find this to be very mechudash, because he proves his shita that lav davka ochzin. He says midim
and gav also.
What?
That concept explains the Abba, because there's no Chazaka.
That's right, okay. But his Raya is not what we saw before, that Hanifke Tefes Becheska Shneim. No, he holds the Nifke is only Tefes Lebalim, as the Ritva said, you gave Svaris. But he says that what's the Makar? The fact that the Gemara compares this to all the other cases.
Like the Shtar.
Correct, the Shtar, exactly. So therefore, now this Riva is Tamua to me. I don't understand when he says here, Lav Dafka Ochazin. If Ochazin itself, when they're holding on to it, Eino Malav in the Amorid, as far as Zinim Yachloku, the Mishnah should have taught us a bigger Chiddush. Mishnah should have taught us the following Chiddush. Shnayim Shein Ochazin Metalis. That's what I would have said, according to the Riva. Two people are not holding on to a Talis. Yachloku. That should be, then should also be Yachloku. That'd be a much bigger Chiddush than Shnayim Ochazin Metalis. According to the Riva. That would have been a big Chiddush the Mishnah could have said. So what do you have to say? That there are two dinim in Yachloku, and the din of Yachloku be'ochzin is dafka be'ochzin. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So what is he talking about, the Riva? A din of Yachloku, even ain't ochzin. But again, as I said, that's right. As far as Badi Rama is concerned. Now, the question is, where do you see all this? So you have to now... Okay, I'm coming to that. So now this requires... I saw... Again, I'd have to read it to you because I didn't Xerox it. I saw actually.
Is it because these two cases they could both be MS?
Well, not completely, but it has to be MS, and that's why he says that where it's Ochazin, that even if there is a, as I said, in the second case where that he learns that ain't Ochazin when you say Yachloku, but only if there's no Bade Ramai. There's no way you could say by ain't Ochazin Yachloku, unless in Vadei Rama. In the first case, Ochzin, even Vadei Rama, you could say Yachloku. I want to show you, I saw this morning a Meiri. I didn't see it, otherwise I would have Xerox said. The Meiri and Abgimam and Alva, read you his Lashon. He says on this Mishnah, Harbe Dinim be Mishnah Seinu. That's what he writes. There are a lot of Dinim in our Mishnah. He said the following. Im Shneim Muchzokim the Gamri, if both of them are Muchzok, Kigon, Talish Yezet Tafas Chetzia, Bezet Tafas Chetzia, Mikan Cholkin Belo Shua. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. V'chein adin shohay b'shu shneim. Avol, kol she shneim ke'ein muhzokim. What does that mean, ke'ein muhzokim? He gives you the example. Kigon she tafas ze b'tzitziot mikan, v'ze tafas b'tzitziot mikan, what I mentioned in the very beginning, each one's holding on to a thread. Cholkim b'shua. U'mikol mokom ha'rishonim pershu, she kol she shneim muhzokim, o ke'ein muhzokim, Cholkin b'shua k'din shnayim ochzin. He says clearly there are two madregas. One is a madrega of muhzokim, and one he calls ke'ein muhzokim. So what's shnayim ochzin? That's muhzokim. Our Mishnah is talking about muhzokim. Wow, what a statement! Cholkin b'shua k'din shnayim ochzin. That's a lashon. Even the second muhzokim. One is muhzokim. One is ke'ein muhzokim. And he says, Cholkin b'shua k'din shnayim ochzin. In both cases, even in the second case. That's right. Both of them are muhzokim. Now, I'll tell you honestly what really troubles me in this whole sugya, and I don't know how you see it. What is the basis for this halach in the Mishnah of shnayim ochzin b'talas that we're saying here, yachloku? Is it based on a din of mam and hamutl b'safik that the Gemara has over here? And that's the din of Sumchus. Maman Hamutl B'Safik. But he says, Cholkin B'lo Shua. I want to know if this Mishnah is based on that halacha. Of course, according to Chachamim. Chachamim, they don't argue on Sumchus. They only argue if there's a Cheskas Marikama. It's discussed over here in the Rishonim. Or it's based on a different halacha. Based on Motz Chavir, Baraya. Means we consider each one to be Muchzok in one half of the Talis. As Rashi says over here, and Taisa says over here, Yachloku, Kilu Kolechad, Yeshu Bevali HaChetzi, Anan Sadi, the Maidu Tafisai Didehu, Maidu Tafisai Didehu. What I'm asking, I don't fully grasp.
That could depend on whether you're like Iran or not.
Exactly.
If you believe you own half.
That's right. I think it's totally on Iran.
Then it's because of Chazaka, what you have. But if you believe you have 50% of the entire, then you'll be Kolei for a different reason.
So that's what I think is the Machlokas here. There's a machlokas. I think, I didn't see this explicitly in Rishonim about all this, but I took from the Meiri of muhzokim and ke'ein muhzokim. And it seems to me that there seems to be a very fundamental machlokas. Now, this has to be explained very carefully. Again, in the Chiddushei Aran, what we just read a moment ago, and I thought actually this is also a shakl of Talia in the Gemara. This discussion, whether it's based on Hamotzi Chavel Raya or Mamanut of the Suffolk. So I don't know if you got to the Gemara. Oh, because you told me that you are still behind. But if you look on Amid Beis here, Beis Amid Beis, I have an advantage over you. I don't learn Daf Yomi the way you do. So therefore, I decided to focus on this Daf. So that's what I've been doing the whole week. So I didn't bother with the end of Baba Kama. Anyway, so here on Daf Beis Amid Beis, I want to read you a Lashon the Gemara. It's about halfway through the Daf. Lema Masnison Delo Kesumchis. You see where I'm reading? It's the middle of the Daf. The Mishnah is perhaps not in accordance with the position of Sumcha. Sumcha is the one who has a famous halacha. Rashi quotes it from the Mishnah Baba Kama. Shor shenogas hapar v'nim to urbe v'tzida. If you remember that Mishnah, Daf Mevav. And the question is, when was it born? And then there was the Gicha. So that's the issue. When did the Gicha occur? Before or after? That's so Sumcha says, Maman amuta besavik. Okay, that's his shita. So the Gemara says here, Lema masis and lokas sumchas. Dika sumchas, the Gemara says, Omar, Maman amuta besavik, cholkin below shrua. He says, there's no shrua. So therefore, what do you see? The Gemara is comparing here the achloku of our Mishnah to the achloku of Sumchas. The Gemara is comparing the two. That's what the Gemara says initially. Then the Gemara says, V'yelamai Rabbonon, if you say no, holds like the Chacham who disagree with Sumchas, Rami Moshe Chavela Baraya. They say no. They say, Moshe Chavela Baraya. You can't go ahead and claim this without bringing some sort of a proof. So the Gemara says, Hai Mai, Iyami Bisho Rabbonon Hosom. Over there, in that case, where only one of them is holding on to the money, below Tafsi Tavayu, Amri Rabbanah, Motz Chaviyah, Levaraya. But Hocha, the Tavayu Tafsi, Palgadah B'Shua. Healing Gemara says that since both of them are holding on to it, so then there's going to be a Shua. But the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Eliyam Ritzumchis, Hashtu, Mahos, Melo Tafsi Tavayu, Cholkim Melo Shua, Hocha, the Tavayu Tafsi, Lo, Lo Kolshkin, that what? They should have Chaluka without a Shua. The Gemara says, "I feel the masumchas miyab kia masumchas shema v'shema." Avabari ubari lo omar. He never said that each one should you say achloku without a shua if it's bari ubari. Well, the rabba b'avuna the amar sumchas says even bari ubari. Michael lemeima says the Gemara now the following. The maskana here. I feel the masumchas kia masumchas heikod d'rabbi mamona. When does sumchas say his halacha? Mamon amudu b'safeg chol kim below shua. Where there's a drad mamona, it says Rashi in the bottom, three lines in the bottom, four lines. Drad mamona chisar mama. Shim yifra ze shalo kedin. If one pays inappropriately, have a chisar mama. V'yim nifteren shalo kedin. But if we say he's exempt, nimtza ze chasev lad paraso. So you're being mapsed to the other one. Now, what the Gemara say here? The maskana. The Gemara says here. When does sumcha say salacha mama namud v'safei kechad yikad drad mamona? But the Gemara says, "Hecha deleka drad mamona." Lo, means the Gemara apparently held that without drad mamona, there's no dinim. I'm the Masafik in the Mishnah. So the wisdom Mishnah, therefore, saying chaluka based on Moshe Chavel, right? It sounds to me like this is the shakl tal in the Gemara. The Gemara initially thought that it was based on the issue of, as I said, mamon amuta b'safek, because Gemara compares yachloka to the din of sumchus, and then the Gemara seemingly rejects it and says even if you hold like sumchus, sumchus only said his halacha. Heichad yikad drad mamona. But heichad legad drad mamona, lo. The Gemara holds now, there's no drad mamona, there's no dinam, mamutu basavi. So when the Mishnah says cholkin, it's based on Moshe Chaveiro, all of Araya. I mean, the truth, if you look even in the middle of the Gemara, I went too fast, I know. But I just happened to learn this Gemara about 28 times this week. So when the Gemara says in the middle here, the other Mayra Rabbanam, Ha'ami Hamotzi Mechaveiro, all of Araya. What exactly is that? What's the Gemara saying here? I don't know if you caught this. It's a little bit nuanced. You have to read the... what I'm trying to say over here is that what is the question of the Gemara in the middle, the other Mayra Abana, is it based on Yachloku? Rabbi Nechanan says here, on the side, I saw the Kasha is not Bidin Chaluka, but he has the Kasha, Amay Nishboim. That's what the Gemara is asking. Ela Mayra Abana, Amit Chadol Avaraya, so why do you take a Shua? Din Chaluka works, because they say, Amit Chadol Avaraya, here also, Bavnam Muzok. So therefore, it leads to Chaluka. But the Gemara's Kasha is, why do they take a Shua? By Moshe Chaveiro Baraya, there is no Shua. The din of Moshe Chaveiro means you have something, I claim it's mine, and what's the din? I have to bring a Raya. And if I don't have a raya, so then I don't get it. If I do have a raya, then I do get it. Without a shua. It's not like a shua because of the raya. There's no din of shua. So that's what the Rabbi Hanan here learns. The Gemara's question is not on the issue of chalukah. The Gemara's question is on the issue of shvua. Should there be a shua? Should not be a shua? I saw also the Rashba. He also says, with the kari, my kari law. So he said, the kasol gadai to the makshe, the masis anami, my the toughest high dideu, my the toughest high dideu, kiul nechleka kvar, the kol echod, muchzak, the omeid be machtiso. Each one has their half. The nimsa kol echod bala, hosim chaber, also a machtis shetahaz yodo. The came and she came, zed tzarech lo biraya, bameshe biyav chabero, vat shelo he biraya, in chaber, chayu lo klum, the esek shuwa, in kan klau. There's no need for a shua here. The issue is just hamotz v'chavero. V'chein hasheni b'meshe b'yad chavero. V'iko kushyosu gamkin rabbanon machmas hashua hi. V'lav mishum litani b'yachloku. And the Gemara's answer is not like that. The Gemara's answer is, kan tavayu tafsilo ve'inu muchlakes v'adayin mis'atzmin bo. Hilkach yachloku b'shua. The Rashba explained that since each one is holding on to one half, and the second one comes to remove, to take my half, so therefore, we say, Amot Chavir L'Varaya. That's what the Mishnah says, Yachloku. And that, there's no kashya. As the Rashba points out, the whole question is, the way Rabbi Hananel understands it, why is there a Shvua? And the answer of the Gemara is that both of them, Amot Chavir L'Varaya, Shneem Muzokim, and somehow there's a Shvua, but the Ikedin of Chaluka is Midin, Amot Chavir L'Varaya. And that seems to be the whole issue here in the Gemara, whether it's based on Mamanut or Pesavik, based on Mosch Avraham, and I think that's when Meiri is saying Tzvei Dinim. There's a din of Muchzokin, and then what he calls Ke'ein Muchzokin. Even though I'm not sure that Rashi here is working. I know you have to learn the Rashi, and also I have another Shin Kabetzes that I Xerox in this matter. But I think that this could be the suffix in the Gemara, as I said, whether it's based on Mamanot of a suffix or it's based on the. The other position, which is Matzah Daraya. I want to ask one more kasha, that the Riva, that's quoted by Tesim Babasa here, so I don't understand why Arba is Vaday Ramai. Why is it different than our Mishnah, Zeo Merkula Shali, Vizeo Merkula Shali? Why does he assume it's Vaday Ramai? I don't understand the Vaday Ramai in the case of Arba.
As opposed to what? Both of them
find
separate
both
founded?
Because it's not Oxid.
Yeah,
but
it's only yours,
and what's
behind the
Lord,
and you're
Oxid.
Here, it's just a claim,
not any. So that's automatically called
Vaderamai.
I mean, even what he says here, the
Rivah. They both agree it's not
just. Right. I mean, he doesn't say like Tesis that the Nifked Tofes Becheska Shneim. But he is being tofes for the real owner. We don't say kol d'olam gavar. Okay, that's what you're saying. Sadi ochsi. I mean, it comes out in the sugya that there seem to be three different shitas, the way I see it. Number one, the shita of Rashi, that if you have vade ramai, ain't cholkin, even if it's ochsin. I mean, Rashi is going on the simple pshat in the Mishnah, shlein ochsin betalos, where there is an achiza, and we're talking about, that's what Rashi says. By the way, the last... look at the last, you probably know this Rashi, on the bottom of the page, the famous Rashi. The last three lines on Beis Medal. So Rashi comments, let's say it would be, Zomi Ani Araktia, Zomi Ani Araktia. Each one claims to have woven the beged. I say, it's my beged, I wove it. You say, it's your beged, you wove it. Why should we not say, Yachloku? So Rashi said, Devade Chad Minai Ramayim. That's Poshit. Utemu nachas, says Rashi here, Shiyavo Elio. Okay, so Rashi Shita is that if it's Vade Ramai, you cannot effect the Chalukah. Even if we're talking about where Ochzin, and Rashi explains the Mishnah, where it's Ochzin, and only in this case of Araktia, or Araktia, that's Vade Ramai. Then the Shitas, I was going to read to you, but I didn't. There's a, we didn't examine the other shita, which I usually would examine first, so that would take a whole another shita, what the Rambam shita is on this whole matter. But the, forget about the Rambam, the Riva. The Riva says that Ochzin Yachloku Ibn Vada Ramai. And Ein Ochzin, only the Leka Ramai, then Yachloku. That's the second sheet of the Riva. Happens to be that the Rambam.
Can you say that again?
The Riva says that Ochsin. So then we pass in Yachloku, even Vaday Rama. And Ein Ochsin. When do we say Yachloku? Only Ein Vaday Rama. And the Rambam seems to have a completely different shita that Ein Ochsin, Vaday Ramai, Yachloku. Wow. Don't know what to do with that. Just mind-boggling, totally out of the... I'll read you, I can read you some of it, one of his Lashon. I'll just end with this because I can't discuss it. It will take another hour. Here, the Rambam, I'll just read Lashon Rambam, 20 minutes, and Shnaim Shei Ochsin B'Kli Echad, O Yoshim B'Sad Arema Shel Chitim, ומנוחה בסימטה או בחצה של שניהם, זה אומר הכל שלי, זה אומר הכל שלי, כל אחד משניהם נשבע בנקיטת חפץ, שאין לו בזה אדום ופחד מחצי ויחלוקו. And משמע של הרמב״ם, he gives a case, יושב מצד הרמה של חיתם, you're not even אוחזת, you're sitting, there's a pile of חיתם, you're sitting, each one, or a חיתם that's מנוח בסימטה, each one claims it's his. And so the Rambam speaks here about number one, Yachloku, and Vaday Ramai.
No,
well, that's a question.
Oh, the Shvua.
Shvua.
The
correct. Wow. I mean, the Riva agreed with Rashi. Vein Ochsin and Vaday Ramai is not the name of Yachloku. The Rambam doesn't make any distinction. It doesn't even mention here Vaday Ramai. Mashma Yachloku. Even Ein Ochsin Mivadei Rama, that's what the Magen Mishnah and Agos Ma'amar is in the Rambam. That he doesn't make any distinction whatsoever. He should have cited the Vadei Rama, not Vadei Rama, nothing. Mashma from the Rambam, that under all circumstances, Yachloku, Ein Ochsin, Vadei Rama, Yachloku. That's what the Magen Mishnah here says explicitly. Okay, so that needs, that's what we have to examine. So, okay, I guess we'll have to we'll just leave it. Shukach. I'll take